the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Good evening, everyone. We've been waiting for this matchup all season long, a showdown in the Big 7 to determine the league championship. Now, Nemaha Central has already clinched a share, their seventh consecutive share, at least, of the Big 7 league championship. That's Riverside. They're trying to get their first ever league title in the final year of the league's existence. And before they go off to play in the Northeast Kansas League in the 2024-2025 basketball season. Jarrett Sleppy with you, Kurt Kilman along in the booth. And oh boy, like I said, we have circled this one all the way back in November when we knew that this one was coming. Now this is of course the second meeting this season. Nemaha Central won the first matchup 52-47. That was 10 days ago on February 10th. That was a couple Saturdays ago. And that was the only loss of Riverside's season. Last year's meeting in both of these two season finales, it resulted in a win for Riverside. And if Nemaha Central wins this game, they win the league outright. And as mentioned, if Riverside wins, they clinch a share of the Big 7 league title. Riverside, the number 3 ranked team in Class 2A, according to the KVCA's latest rankings that were released this afternoon. As for Nemaha Central, they are ranked number 4 in the Class 3A rankings. Well, Riverside has had a very dominant season. They're averaging a margin of victory of 21.5. They have been getting it done on the road. They are a perfect 7-0 in true road games this season. As for Nemaha Central, they've done a fantastic job defending their home court. They are 7-1 in this building here in Seneca, of course, with their lone loss being all the way back on December 5th against Class 1A St. Mary's. Well, Nemaha Central, they have kind of just dominated this league the past couple, at least a couple of last seasons, doing it in a way where they've won 26 of their last 27 league games. And last year, just like this season, they won their first 13 league games before losing in their season finale to Riverside. Will that repeat? Or will Nemaha Central possibly get revenge for last season's season finale loss? Well, when you take a look at the two teams, they do things in a completely different way. You have Nemaha Central, they go about it as having a bunch of different girls that have the ability to score. And Callie Honeyman, Cammie Dollinghouse, Reagan Garrity, Zoe Sudbeck, Emma Hermish, Hallie Holthouse, all averaging 5-plus points per game. And as for Riverside, they like to do things a little bit differently. They revolve their offense around their number one player in Taylor Weiser. However, they have had some players step up this season. Nyla Duncan, Abby O'Grady, Hallie Studer, and Ella Whistler, they also all average 5-plus points per game. So I feel like that kind of gets overshadowed with the fact that Taylor Weiser has been so dominant this season. They have a really good supporting cast here this season, and they have a chance to do some really good things, not just this year, but in the future. They have 3 seniors with O'Grady, Studer, and Weiser all in their final season with the Cyclones. And also, when you take a look at their fact, they're going to move to a new league next year. What does that mean for the NEKL? How will things shape out? Morehead Academy, of course, getting their first league title in almost 40 years this year. Could they possibly be the new top dogs in the league? Or can Riverside come in into a new league and dominate right away? They also have a look at a team in Troy. Also will be entering the NEKL and leaving the Twin Valley League. And what Troy did to Morehead Academy, they beat them by 15. Again, that's the league champs that they defeated. They also handled Jefferson County North handily this year. So a lot of things can happen. And also Riverside, they defeated Morehead Academy in their mid-season tournament. Got to talk with head coach Craig Burns before the game, and he's kind of talking about how this team plays so well when they play a bunch of games, and that was certainly the case when they played in their mid-season tournament. They cruised through that, and then after that, they played a bunch of games in a small amount of time due to the postponements due to the weather that we experienced in early January. So they had a whole bunch of games in mid and late January, and even early February. They played really well in that stretch where they were blowing teams out consecutively. But then things kind of went back to regular schedule, and they kind of went down a little bit. And that's from Coach Burns himself. He says that this team plays well when they get into a groove and play a lot of games in a short amount of time. And talk to him about if there's any bulletin board material in regards to them getting beaten by Nemaha Central last time, and a possible chance to get a share of the league title? You said not really. This is a team that doesn't really need to be motivated by any external forces. This is a team that goes in, and they get their business done. They don't really play with a whole lot of emotion. They just go and they get the job done. That really shows a level of maturation from head coach Craig Burns and his coaching staff and his team as well. So coming into today and looking at the Big 7 League standings, 13-0, there's Nemaha Central, they're 17-2 on the regular season. Riverside, 12-1 and 18-1 on the season. Then a huge time drop off to third place. That's Hiawatha. They are 7-6. A chance for the Redhawks to get third place in the league this year. They're 7-12, though, on the season as they are 0-6 in non-league play. Fulton is in fourth at 6-7, 8-11 overall. Jefferson West is fifth at 5-9, 7-12. Royal Valley in solo sixth at 4-10, 5-14 overall in the season. Pair of the conference, the best, tied for seventh. Both are 3-10. The Cavs are 6-13, and Blue Jays are 4-15. Looking at each of the two teams' sub-state standings, first in the 3A around the county sub-state standings, Silver Lake has clinched the number one overall spot. They're 18-0. Nemaha Central is the 2. They have a chance to only go down. Rossville is there at 3 at 16-3. Those two are interchangeable between them as Rossville is at 4A Rock Creek, but Rock Creek not great this year. They're just 4-15, so a chance that they win that game, and that will come down to a tiebreaker. Beloit is tied for fourth with Minneapolis. As of right now, they're both 14-5. Beloit is at 2A Smith Center. Smith Center is 15-4, and Minneapolis, they're at 2A Ellenwood, and Ellenwood is just 5-14. Bradley County is locked in at the 6 as they are done in terms of games that are counting towards sub-state because they don't play tonight. They play a game on Thursday, but that, as mentioned, does not count towards the sub-state standings. St. Mary's is locked in at the 7, and Marysville is locked in at the 8. So it will be Marysville at Silver Lake in the first round. As of right now, if the season were to end before these games were to be played tonight, St. Mary's would be playing here. And as mentioned, St. Mary's beat this team in this building back on December the 5th. In their lone loss at home, Riley County, they will be at Rossville, and Minneapolis will be at Beloit. In the 2A Jefferson County North sub-state standings, Riverside has already clinched the number one spot. Actually, correction, I beg for your pardon, they have not clinched. They are 18-1. Norman Academy is 17-2, so there is a chance that they could flip, but I believe, though, that the tiebreaker will be head-to-head. So I think Riverside actually has clinched. I'm not quite sure. I'm not going to say that's set in stone. I will just say that they haven't clinched, just for security's sake. We'll know all of this by tomorrow, by the way, because all of these standings will lock in after these games end tonight. So Riverside is the 1, 18-1. Moorhillman Academy is the 2 at 17-2. Riverside beats Moorhillman Academy in the midseason tournament. Jefferson County North is at 14-5. They play at ACCHS tonight. They're trying to hold off Pleasant Ridge, who is in 4th at 13-5. And as for the Rams, they're at a 6-12 Valley Falls team tonight. Oskaloosa, they are locked in at the 5 at 10-8, so they will be on the road at either Jefferson County North or Pleasant Ridge. Oskaloosa plays Jackson Heights this evening. Valley Falls, as mentioned, they play Pleasant Ridge. They are at the 6. They're trying to hold off the 7. That is Horton. Horton is 6-13. Valley Falls is 6-12. Cara Paravel, they are done with their games. They're 5-15, and they are locked in at the 8 seed. And McLeod, actually, I beg your pardon, or is that right? Yes, they are locked in at the 8 at 5-15, and McLeod locked in at the 9. So it will be McLeod at Cara Paravel in the play-in game for the right to play either Riverside or Moorhillman Academy. And again, all this will be finalized tomorrow, and we'll get to talk with all the coaches about the brackets once we have them during our coaches' shows, which will be tomorrow starting at 5:30. And we'll have those tomorrow and on Thursday as well. Going to be a lot of fun, and actually, first before we get to that, of the other matchups if the season were to end today in that 2A sub-state, Horton at Moorhillman Academy, Valley Falls at Jefferson County North, and Oskaloosa at Pleasant Ridge. All right, well, we're about to get this one underway. Let's take a look at our starters first for the Nemaha Central Thunder. Number 2, a senior, Abby O'Grady. Number 4, a sophomore, Trinity Jackson. Number 20, a senior, Taylor Weiser. Number 21, a sophomore, Ella Whistler. And number 25, a sophomore, Nyla Duncan. And now for the starters for Nemaha Central. Number 3, a 5'11 junior, Callie Honeyman. Number 11, a 5'8 senior, Kate Barkowski. Number 25, a 5'7 senior, Anna Hermisch. Number 30, a 5'6 junior, Cammie Dollinghouse. And number 31, a 6-foot junior, Reagan Garrity. It is senior night, so Kate Bartkowski, Anna Hermisch, getting the start this evening. And Zoe Sudbeck, Callie Holdhouse will come off the bench. So will Emma Hermisch for the Thunder. So this one to determine who wins the Big 7 league title. Emaw Central has caught a piece of the title. Will they get it outright, or will Riverside catch a share? Once again, your starters for Riverside. It's O'Grady, Jackson, Weiser, Whistler, and Duncan. And for Emaw Central, it's Honeyman, Bartkowski, Anna Hermisch, Cammie Dollinghouse, and Reagan Garrity. Riverside is head coached by Craig Burns, and Emaw Central is head coached by Haddon Hill-Ginn. Looking forward to talking to both of them tomorrow during Locker Room Chats. Riverside will air tomorrow, and Emaw Central's will air on Thursday, but record those on Wednesdays. It'll be the second-to-last edition of our Locker Room Chats. We will have another edition next week as well to talk about some sub-state games, making up one that we missed back in January when we didn't have any games due to weather. This is Nemaha Central. We'll be in their home whites with the blue letters and the blue numbers and the purple letters, and Riverside with their black uniforms with their powder blue letters and numbers. Clean jerseys for both teams. Purple down the side for Nemaha Central, and the powder blue and black pattern down the side for Riverside's jerseys with the Cyclone logo on the left and right leg. There's the tip. We are underway. The tip was on Nemaha Central's direction, so the Thunder are going to win the tip despite the size advantage for Taylor Weiser. She'll be in front of the 2-3 zone. The lob is too high, and it is going to be thrown away. A turnover for Nemaha Central's first possession as Ella Whistler comes away with the steal. Trinity Jackson will give it to the top of the key to Nyla Duncan, and she'll call out the play. A screen to get Jackson open, near side of wing. Top of the key catch for O'Grady, now far side for Duncan. Lob it up for Weiser. Goes to work. Layup is good. Good start for Taylor Weiser, averaging 22 points per game here this season. Argue she's the best player in Class 2A. Nice response as a lob inside to Callie Honeyman. Omaha Central catching Riverside, slacking on defense. We'll get back. Here's a lob to Weiser. Here's side block, kicks it out. Duncan top of the key, nice head fake, dribbles. Pulls up 15-footer, might have been some contact. No good, gets her own miss, and she'll flow one up. That one's too strong, and a rebound into the hands of Cammie Dollinghouse, and a foul on the floor is called against Omaha Central. That goes against Anna Hermisch. 1 minute exactly gone in this first quarter. It's 2-2. Duncan, the inbounder. Far side wing. Three ball on the way. Good! Abby O'Grady with the triple. She shoots 33% from beyond the arc. That's the second best on the team. She is the third leading scorer, averaging 7 points even per game. Garrity's thought about a three. She can shoot it. Here's a lob to the short corner. Honeyman kicks it to Dollinghouse. Here's Hermisch with it. And calling out the play is Dollinghouse, top of the key, 3-2 zone. Far side, short corner, Honeyman to Bartkowski, near side. Dollinghouse will try a triple. That is too strong. Rebound Weiser. Weiser averaging 10 boards, so averaging a double-double every single game. She's going to try a three off the dribble. That's off the mark. It's a good look. She shoots 25% from beyond the arc. Getting over 6 foot. Here's a open look for Hermisch that she passes up. Dollinghouse missed the three last possession. Honeyman slashes in. She kicked it out. Near side wing, Bartkowski thought about it. 2 minutes gone in the opening quarter, 5-2 Riverside. Dollinghouse, 15-foot look for Garrity. She gives it up. Three on the way. Hermisch off the heel, no good on the three-point try. Long rebound offensively for Callie Honeyman. Dollinghouse drives past Duncan. Nobody helps out, and she lays it up and in. Cammie Dollinghouse with her first basket of the game. Second leading score for Nemaha Central, averaging 8.5 points per game. Also leads the team in steals with 2.6 per contest. Nyla Duncan gets the instructions from Coach Burns. O'Grady, top of the key catch for Jackson. To Whistler. Weiser from the top of the key, thought about it, now gives it up. Lob inside, going to work, is Whistler, dribbles towards the middle, kicks it out. Now to Weiser. He's going to try three, actually a long two, excuse me, that misses everything. And a good box out by Barkowski, and goes out of bounds, it'll be Nemaw Central Basketball. Howdy Holdhouse. And Emma Hermish, their first minute tonight is Barkowski and Anna Hermish will come to the bench. So Emma Hermish, Nemaw Central's fifth leading scorer, and also their sixth leading scorer, Hallie Hullhouse, in the ballgame. Hullhouse thought about just shooting a three. Nobody really picked her up in the zone. Hullhouse will try a triple, her second of the game, and that one is good. Kaylee Dollinghouse with her second basket of the night, Nemaw Central with their first lead, 7-5. Catch to Weiser. Shot over a double team. No good, but she's fouled. And Weiser goes to the free throw line. And Nemaw Central did get back on defense. And then a foul will go against Reagan Garrity, her first team second. Weiser, the All-State forward, shooting 57% from the free throw line. Her first attempt is nothing but net. Incredible career that Taylor Weiser has had, getting the Cyclones team all the way to the state championship game. I fell just short to Berean Academy. Second one is up, and that one is good. 7-7. 4:40 to go, first quarter. Dollinghouse drives, kicks from the free throw line. Far side wing for Emma Hermish. The top of the key to Honeyman. Good closeout by Nyla Duncan. Dollinghouse, Honeyman flashes high post. Now they give it to her. Kick it out. Holdhouse will try her first three of the day. That one's off the heel of the rim, but an offensive rebound by Dollinghouse. Her putback is good. Cammy Dollinghouse with seven first quarter points, and it's 9-7. Inbound against Nemaw Central's press. It goes into Jackson. They'll give it to Weiser. She'll dribble it across that court where she's double teamed. That's deflected, but through the hands into Whistler. Her pass is thrown almost away, but Duncan somehow ends up with it. So Riverside maintains possession halfway through this first quarter. Weiser kicks it out. Three ball on the way, near side wing. Good! Trinity Jackson with her first basket in the ballgame. That's the second triple. Unless they called that a two, which I think they did. The scoreboard says 9-9. And here's a three by Garrity. That is too strong. Tips and into the hands of Whistler. And timeout will be called by Coach Burns with 3:32 left to go. I think it should be 10-9. Scoreboard says 9-9. Listen, said that last shot was a 2. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
9-9, it was a 2 for Trinity Jackson, so it is 9-9. Our score, fun one here so far, as we knew it would be, 3:32 to go, opening quarter. Inbound goes to the top of the key to Jackson. Near side wing catch for Whistler. Weiser working the interior, can't get it to her, so giving it to Duncan. Jackson, far side wing. One dribble, lob it up high, nice pass! Catch it, shot is no good by Taylor Weiser. Can't get the shot to go. Beautiful pass by O'Grady. Can't get the shot to go. Another pass to your side. To Emma Hermish. Far side, Hallie Holdhouse. Little towards the middle. Pass deflected. And into the hands of Emma Hermish. 3 minutes left to go. Cammy Dollinghouse, 7 points so far. She passes it up. Far side, short corner. For Zoe Sudbeck. Kick it out, three on the way. Emma Hermish, and that is good. Emma Hermish with the triple. That is their second three of the game. It's 12-9, Nemaw Central. Duncan breaking the press, bringing it up the right side, cross half court. Next crossover dribble, gets to the middle. Pass back to Weiser. Looks to drive, kick. Jackson dribbles left, stops at the near side elbow. Dunks pass to Duncan. On the run. Weiser will try a corner three. Good! Weiser with her first three of the game. She has seven. It's 12-12. Sundbeck pass, far side wing for Hallie Holthouse. Bellinghouse, top of the key. Long far side short corner, Honeyman. Bounce pass out to Hallie Holthouse. 2:05 to go. First quarter. Tied 12-12. Hypo sketch, Honeyman. Near side, kick out far side. Holthouse, try your second three of the game. That is good! Everything is falling for both teams. Holthouse averages the most threes attempted per game for Nemaha Central, averaging 3.8 per contest, averaging about 22%, makes it 15-12. Duncan lost the handle. It's poked out by Honeyman and thrown away. Bellinghouse drives, gets bumped, and it'll be a blocking foul, and Riverside wanted an offensive foul. Not going to get the call, though. And as Whistler tried to take the charge, and she'll be charged for her first foul of the ballgame. Two free throws are coming up for Cammie Dollinghouse, the first free throw attempts of the game for the Thunder. Also, that was the first foul against the Cyclones. First free throw on its way and good for Dollinghouse. She shoots 56.8% from the free throw line. What a start. Cammie Dollinghouse now 8 points on the quarter. Anna Hermes checks back in, and for Callie Honeyman for Nemaha Central. Both free throws are good. 17-12, largest lead for either team so far tonight, with 1:39 to go in the first quarter. Now the Duncan inbounds it to Weiser. She's double teamed, dribbles to her right. Trying to get across that court. Pass up ahead. Far side wing to O'Grady. Whistler kicks it out. O'Grady had it stripped. Nice hands by Cammie Dollinghouse. 2-on-2 fast break. Cyclones wanted to reach in. Pass is deflected away by Nyla Duncan. On the floor, it's loose. It's going to be a jump ball. And the possession arrow favors the Cyclones. He wanted to reach and foul on the far side wing. That was kind of a borderline call, but anything after that that Riverside was complaining for was more frustration towards that one call not being made. Either way, it's Riverside basketball. The Cyclones trail on the road by 5, 17-12 here in Seneca against Nemaha Central. Big 7 league title on the line. Nemaha Central already has a piece of the title, but Riverside is trying to catch a piece. Share. Shot blocked. Jackson. Loose picked up by Whistler. Pass is thrown away by Dollinghouse, trying to get it to Duncan. 1-on-1. Fast break. Dollinghouse gets around Duncan. Lays it up. And they're going to count a foul. There was no contact at all there against Duncan. And they give her the foul. That objectively was a really bad call. And Dollinghouse will pick up the deuce. The Duncan just stopped and basically just let Dollinghouse score, but they call a foul. And they'll shoot a free throw here. It's on the way, and it is good. So what a quarter either way for Cammie Dollinghouse. 12 points out of the 20 for her. Unbelievable stuff from her. 53.1 seconds left in the first quarter. 20-12, Nemaha Central. An 8-0 run by the Thunder. Lob across that court to Duncan. So drive and a blocking foul. That's maybe a little bit of a makeup call. She ran through Zoe Sudbeck. Looks like that should have been a charge. And Sudbeck gets charged with her first personal foul. And the 13th foul. Inbound goes to the far side short corner. Long two on the way for Jackson. Misses everything. Too strong. Rebound Callie Honeyman. 38 seconds left, first quarter. Far side wing catch. Holdout's going to try her third three of the game. Didn't quite have her feet under her. She misses it short. Rebound Taylor Weiser. The feet were really close together. One was kind of leaning inward a little bit. Jackson pass deflected by Holthouse. Loose in the corner. Diving after it. Out of bounds. It'll go to the Thunder. Another turnover for the Cyclones. And Cammie Dollinghouse will check back in after getting a little bit of a breather. She'll check in for Zoe Sudbeck with 19.2 seconds left. What a quarter for Cammie Dollinghouse. 12 points in the frame. With 15 seconds to go as she walks up across that court. Coach Hilgen calls out the play. Far side wing catch for Hermish. Near side wing for Holthouse. Pass fake. Lob near side corner. Through the hands of Emma Hermish. Could try a three with 2 seconds left. It's no good. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. 20 points in the first quarter for Nemaha Central. They lead by 8 over to Riverside. We'll set aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Highest scoring affair here in Seneca after one quarter, Nemaha Central 20, Riverside 12. 12 points for Cammie Dollinghouse is the story of this one, but also 7 for Taylor Weiser. And Nemaha Central gets the start here in this second quarter. Dollinghouse calls out the play. Signaling for Jade Mackey to come and get it. She'll make the catch. The top of the key. Far side corner catch. Three on the way. Good! For Emma Hermish. And with that three, makes it 23-12, extending their run. She was 8-0 coming into this quarter. And across that court, a foul's going to be picked up by Dollinghouse. As Whistler, actually, correction, that's against Jade Mackey. And if you're Coach Hilton, you definitely are okay with that, with Dollinghouse not picking up that personal. She went 3-for-3 from the free throw line. She knocked down a triple. And Hallie Holdhouse, Emma Hermish now. Well, actually, Emma Hermish now with 2 triples. So 4 3-point makes already for the Thunder. And the pass too tall for Weiser, and the lob from Duncan. Here come the Thunder. Right side, and a bump foul is called. I think that's against Duncan. That's going to be her second. First foul on her was a non-existent foul. That really is unfortunate for head coach Craig Burns, but she will stay in the ballgame. 2 fouls, 7:13 to go in the second quarter. Inbound to Garrity, far side corner. Mackey, Hermish, Honeyman, Dollinghouse, near side corner. Good ball movement, high post catch for Honeyman. The opposite elbow, and then good for Reagan Garrity. Her first basket of the game, a 14-footer, makes it 25-12. Extends this to a 13-0 run, as it was 12-12. Halfway through the first quarter. Hook-court pass, nice look up ahead to O'Grady on the run. Shot rejected out of there by Garrity. And it'll stay with the Cyclones as it goes out of bounds. Hallie Holdhouse will check in for Nemaha Central. And she'll check in for Emma Hermish. 6:45 to go, second quarter, 25-12, Nemaha Central. Duncan with a catch, near side wing, entry pass, Trinity Jackson, trying to work the post. Shot's no good against Mackey, playing good defense in the block. Dollinghouse looking to drive, kick, open mid-range jumper. No good, too strong by Callie Honeyman. Long rebound out to O'Grady. Abby O'Grady will give it up to Weiser. She'll look to do something with it. She'll drive left side. Underneath the basket, she's fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. That foul is going to go against Garrity, and that's going to be her second. And Zoe Sudbeck will go to the scorer's table to check in. First free throw on its way, and good. Weiser with her third free throw make of the ball game. Sudbeck will check in for Garrity, trying to not let her get into any more foul trouble. One more try for Weiser on its way, and good. She's perfect so far, 4-for-4 from the charity stripe. 9 points for the superstar senior, 25-14. 13-2, Nemaha Central run currently. Far side wing catch for Mackey, to Holdhouse, top of the key. Right back far side to Mackey. Dribbles to the short corner. Cross court pass to Holdout. Kick it out, Mackey. Shot off the three. Instead, she'll drive. A floater off the backboard. No good. Tipped up in the air by Holdhouse. And into the hands of Nyla Duncan of Riverside. She has 2,000. She'll stay in the game and bring it up. Near side wing catch for Jackson. Crossover dribble. Nice hands. Poking it free by Mackey. Diving on it. It's going to be a jump ball. Excellent hustle by Jade Mackey off the bench. And possession arrow will favor the Thunder. And Coach Burns talking with Trinity Jackson, saying when you cross over, have the crossover lower. Oh, correction, not a jump ball. It's actually just going to be, they're going to say it's a dribble out of bounds, Nemaw Central. David's possession arrow was with Riverside. So it's just a turnover for the Cyclones. Again, that was at the hands of Jade Mackey, who has the ball at the moment. Far side corner, catch Tollinghouse. She's been quiet this quarter. Drives baseline, kicks it out to Holdhouse. She'll drive middle from the corner. Mackey, far side wing. Cross-court pass, near side to Tollinghouse. Flashing high post, side back. She looks to drive. She'll kick, far side. Mackey, three on the way. Off the heel, no good. Tipped by Tollinghouse and into her hands. Second try coming up for Nemaw Central with 5:08 to go in the second quarter. Kick out to Holdhouse. Bounce pass to Tollinghouse. Mackey from the far side wing. Still towards the middle, bounce pass. Pass deflected by Weiser, but out to Tollinghouse. Entry to Honeyman, she'll kick it out. Tollinghouse thought about the three, now she'll drive middle. Wraparound pass is thrown away. Terrific defense by the Cyclones that position. They force the turnover themselves, and they get it back as Emma Hermes checks into the game in for Jade Mackey. .451 to go, second quarter. Nemaha Central, 25. Riverside, 14. Pass middle to Weiser, she's pushed to the back. Dollinghouse knew it, and that will be her first personal foul. The 13th foul already. And down goes Duncan, she'll bring it up. No substitution so far tonight for Riverside. Stuck with their five. Corner catch for O'Grady. Jackson, Duncan, Weiser with the catch, far side, elbow. The drive left, in the paint, shot is no good, but she's fouled. Not a whole lot of contact, to make a little shot for her, but not able to get it to go. And she's really good from the free throw line so far, with 4:31 to go. That foul picked up by Callie Honeyman, her first, and team's fourth. So Riverside will be in the double bonus for the remainder of the quarter. First free throw is good once again. Two leading scores for both teams. The only two players that have shot free throws so far. Dollinghouse has shot three. And Weiser has shot five. And that one is good. So now I can say they are both perfect. Weiser 6-for-6 from the free throw line. Timeout called by Nemaw Central. It's 25-16. And we'll take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528.
KMZA. 25-16, Nemaha Central leading Riverside. The Cyclones have not made a field goal in this quarter. Just four free throws from Taylor Weiser. However, they have only fallen behind by 1 point in this quarter. Nemaha Central has only gotten 5 points in the frame after scoring 20 in the first quarter. Three ball straight away for Emma Hermes is short, and Weiser is going to get called for a pushing foul, trying to get the rebound. Sometimes that's the disadvantage, just being taller than everybody else. Sometimes you have that ability to just reach up and over somebody. And sometimes when you do that, you get too much of a body. Here's a three, Dollinghouse on the inbound. Good! There's Cammie Dollinghouse's first points of the quarter. She has 15. And it's 28-16. Pass into the hands of Callie Honeyman on a turnover by Jackson and a foul as Whistler tried to take another charge. And she's now 0-for-2 in those tries and picking up her second foul. And Honeyman will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw for Honeyman is no good off the right side. First free throw miss of the day for either team. Honeyman, a 53.5% free throw shooter. Second try for Honeyman is good. So she's got three. It's now 29-16. Now halfway through this second quarter. Duncan dribbles out of a double team. Down the middle. Speeds past Honeyman. Kick to the corner. Three ball on the way. Taylor Weiser got it. They needed that desperately. As there's their first field goal of the quarter. Weiser now with 14 points. And now a foul is called against, I think, Weiser, who did have her hand straight up. Looking like another not good call by the officials. That is her second. So Weiser, Whistler, and Duncan all with two. As mentioned, Riverside has not pulled out any of their starting five so far. No substitutions in this game for the Cyclones. Riverside is a little bit shorthanded. They have some girls that were unable to suit up tonight. Here's the inbound to Honeyman. Top of the key catch for Hermish. Far side for Holdhouse. Hermish gets it back. Top of the key. Dollinghouse. Back to Holdhouse. Dribbles left. Back to Dollinghouse. To the top of the key. To Hermish. Garrity. Far side short corner. Entry into Honeyman. Kick it out. Dollinghouse tries a three near side corner. And that is good. Another one for Cammy Dollinghouse. She has 18 first half points. She is on fire. 32-19 Omaha Central. Jackson in trouble, gets it out. Weiser to Whistler to Duncan. Which Burns wants some ball movement here. Weiser top of the key, calls out the play. Jackson near side wing to Duncan. Pass goes through her hands, but into the hands of O'Grady. To Whistler, far side wing catch. Jab step baseline, side. Glassfield pass deflected into the hands of Weiser. Drives baseline. And a bump and a foul against Callie Honeyman. And that will be her second. Honeyman and Garrity both with 2,000 apiece now. And that is going to send Weiser to the free throw line for the bonus. And Zoe Sudbeck will check in after the first free throw. .246 to go, second quarter. First free throw is good. Riverside has only gotten points from Weiser in the second quarter. And with those points, they've only gotten one field goal make. Second one is good, so she is still perfect for the free throw line, 8-for-8. And it's now 32-21. Far side wing catch for Emma Hermish, trying to drive past Duncan. She stopped good defense by Duncan. Hermish gets it back, she'll try a triple. That one's a little bit short. Rebound by Duncan. Got the Cyclones looking to push. Looking to drive right side. Back to the middle. Nice move. And layup is good for Nyla Duncan. Her first basket of the game. 32-23. Duncan is the team's second leading scorer, averaging 7.3 points per game. Nice drive baseline by Henneman, but the shot is no good. And rebound by Trinity Jackson. A must need. Got to have it stopped for Riverside there. And then Weiser calls out the play after she's met nearly at half court by Callie Honeyman. Duncan, far side, wing catch, dribbles towards the middle. Near side wing, three on the way by Trinity Jackson. That's off the front end of the rim, no good. Tips and out of bounds, it'll stay with the Cyclone. Now Zoe Sudbeck will check in. She'll come in for Callie Honeyman. And also Anna Hermish will check in for the Thunder, the senior. And she'll come in for Reagan Garrity with 1:52 to go, second quarter. Again, 32-23 our score in favor of the Thunder. Loving the inbound to Weiser, top of the key. Calls out the play. The screen by Whistler goes to her left. Thought about the three off the dribble, then gives it up to O'Grady. Dribble towards the middle, getting rid all the way, all to the top of the key, wanting a foul. Kick out, three on the way, no good by Weiser. A little bit short that time, rebound Amy Hermish. Falling out to Holdhouse. Pass far side wing to Emma Hermish. Three on the way by Hallie Holdhouse. That is good. And Hallie Holdhouse with her second three ball of the game. That's 6 points for Hurst, 35-23. Here's a turnover on the steal by Dolinghouse, pass to Holdhouse. That layup was no good, though. And now the Cyclones looking to push. Up the far side with 1:05 to go. Duncan gets away from pressure, gives to Weiser. Light open three on the way for Abby O'Grady, near side corner, too strong. And rebounded by Cammy Dolinghouse with 55 seconds left. Far side wing catch for Emma Hermish. Sudbeck, near side wing for Holdhouse. And Coach Hill-Jen says one shot. So it's 45 seconds on the clock. Okay, the Weiser telling for Duncan to get back and let them hold on to the ball. Still 30 seconds left here in this half. 35-23. Might as well remind you that our halftime show is coming up next. Brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll recap this one, how things have unfolded so far. Give you individual point leaders, as well as scores around the area, and keys to the second half. And it's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from online, highlandcc.edu. 10 seconds left now. Thunder still with the basketball. Hermish to Dolinghouse, 5 seconds. Far side corner, catch. And Hermish for the three, and it is good. And that is how the half comes to a close. It was actually Emma Hermish with her third three of the game. She has 9 points at the break. And we will step aside for half as they make 5 threes in the quarter. And that's out of 6 field goal makes. Once again, our halftime score, Nemaha Central 38 and Riverside 23. Back here in a couple minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Your project starts here at Stahlbomer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Stahlbomer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Stahlbomer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Stahlbomer Lumber in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmobley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
halftime here in Seneca. Nemaha Central leads Riverside 38-23. It's brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Recapping how this one has kind of transpired so far, Cammie Dollinghouse scored 12 points in the first quarter for the Thunder. Taylor Weiser kept Riverside in the game with 7 points of her own, and the Thunder finished with an 8-0 run to take a 20-12 lead going into the second quarter. And that run ballooned to a 13-2 advantage and an 11-point lead, which at the time was a game high. Riverside wasn't able to make a field goal in the first 4 minutes of the second quarter. And that would leave them with just 2 total field goal makes before halftime. Nemaha Central was able to make 5 threes in the second quarter and 8 in the first half. Emma Hermish making 2 of them in the second quarter, and Dollinghouse with 2 more to give the Thunder a 38-23 lead at halftime. Looking at individual leading scorers, first for Riverside, Taylor Weiser has 16 points with 8 of them coming from free throws. She's perfect 8 for 8 from the free throw line. And after that, nobody has made multiple field goals for the Cyclones, with Abby O'Grady with 3, and Trinity Jackson and Nyla Duncan with 2 apiece. And as for Nemaha Central, they are led with Cammie Dollinghouse, who has 18 points in the first half. Pretty incredible what she's been able to do, but they've also been able to kind of keep it well-rounded, as Emma Hermish also has 9 points of her own. She has 3 three-pointer makes on the game. Callie Holdhouse has 2 three-point makes. She has 6 3 points for Callie Honeyman and 2 points for Reagan Garrity. What a first half it was. Fireworks in the first quarter. Nemaha Central has been able to hold off Riverside so far. Riverside is going to need to do a much better job protecting the perimeter in the second half. They want to have a chance to come back and win this one and get a share of the Big 7 title. We're going to step aside for another break. We'll come back in a couple minutes here in our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Cardiac Rehab is here for you. Our highly trained staff, which includes Kylie Felkamp, Chelsea Herter, and Chelsea Rennebaum, provide cardiac patients and their families with education about cardiac fitness and guidance toward a healthier lifestyle, both physically and emotionally. Our specialized rehab services are designed to help the patient with heart disease recover faster and return to a full, productive life. To learn more about our cardiac rehab service, contact Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent, to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
The officers and staff at United Bank and Trust would like to invite you to join us for our annual open house on Wednesday, February 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both Seneca locations. Stop in for a bowl of soup and conversation. Our friendly staff is looking forward to serving you at our annual open house that will take place on Wednesday, February 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Get your garden seed this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMVA.
Our score at halftime here in our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Nemaw Central leading at home against Riverside 38-23. Here in the right to win the Big 7 league title. As mentioned, Nemaw Central has already won a piece of the title, but Riverside can clinch a share of the title and split with Nemaw Central if they win this game, but they got some work to do down by 15. We're going to have some scores around our area, starting off in the Big 7. Got one score at halftime, as Holton and Pears of Compton are tied 12-12, and we surpassed that point total after the first quarter. Nemaw Central scored 20 points in that first frame. Also in the Twin Valley League, at halftime, Donovan West and Troy are tied 19-19. Also have Valley Heights. How about the Mustangs dominating Blue Valley Randolph 46-17 at halftime. Also, Centralia doubled up Axel at the break 28-14. That's all we got so far. Those are your scoring updates brought to you by Holt House, Auto House in Fairview. Good time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Taking a look at the keys to the second half, starting off with Nemaw Central. Kind of like to see them start to work more inside. Relying on the three ball is not going to win them this ball game. They keep shooting three after three after three. I don't think they're going to be able to be nearly as efficient as they were in that first half. So work on scoring inside here in the second half. As for Riverside, well, they have to defend better just overall, but mainly on the perimeter. They had some wide open looks that they were just able to knock down. Again, that was 8 3-pointers in the first half. Now a double dribble is called against Trinity Jackson. It's going the other way. Dollinghouse with 18 points in the first half. Taylor Weiser, 8 for 8 from the free throw line. The Nemaw Central, 8 3-point make. First half. Nice find inside. Zoe Sudbeck lays it up and in on the far side. And Zoe Sudbeck with her first basket of the game. And now Honeyman and Dollinghouse forced to travel as Duncan shuffled her feet. And a turnover. Go back to the Thunder. Riverside handled the Nemaw Central press decently. Not great, not bad in that first half. Here's a three by Dollinghouse on a screen to get her open. Three is no good. It's out of bounds. And it'll belong to the Cyclone. Whistler past the middle to Jackson. Far side to Duncan across half court. Duncan wanting to drive. Far side block. She fouled and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Went into the contact. Foul picked up by Cammie Dollinghouse. That is her second. First free throw is good as the first free throw attempt for Riverside for someone not named Taylor Weiser. Second one is good as well. So 4 points for Duncan now, and that puts her as the second leading scorer for the game. Near side win catch for Holdouts across half court on the pass from Dollinghouse. She gets it back. Sold Alice in the corner near side. Bounce pass. Sudbeck goes middle. Nice find for Garrity. Cutting across the paint. She lays it up and in. She's got four. 42-25 in favor of the Thunder. Jackson across half court. She lays one up and in. She got hit. She wanted a foul. I'm not going to get it, but she lays it up and in. And she now has four. More fast-paced offensive action here in this one. It's been a fun one so far. Nemaw Central scored 20 in the first quarter, 18 more in the second quarter. Honeyman to Dollinghouse. Scaredy working the high post. She flashes the short corner near side with Holthouse with the basketball and then gives it to Dollinghouse. Riverside been playing a 3-2 zone all ball game. High post catch. Garrity shot blocked by Ella Whistler. Rebound by Weiser. 2 minutes gone in the quarter. Weiser hesitated. She drives and Honeyman strips it. Goes out of bounds on the far side near the wing and it'll stay with the Cyclones. Riverside is still not substituted yet in this ball game. Makes it easier for me as Jackson wide open for a three. Went to pass it up. Coach Burns wanted her to shoot that. Here's a three. That is way short. Rebound by Dollinghouse. Jackson passed up in a wide open three. Go back the other way. Dollinghouse on a run. That looked like a travel. Nothing called. Houston, she picks up the offensive rebound. Pass deflected. Gets out to Garrity. Here's that wing for Holthouse. To Sudbeck. Honeyman. Far side wing catch. Three ball in the way for Dollinghouse. That is off the rim. No good. An offensive foul going to be called against Sudbeck on the rebound. And it's her second. There are seven players from both teams with two personal fouls. It's Honeyman, Sudbeck, Dollinghouse, and Garrity for New Orleans Central. Weiser, Whistler, and Duncan for Riverside. Duncan makes the catch from the top of the key after bringing it across half court, giving up to O'Grady. She gives it up to Jackson, steps back, gives it back to O'Grady. Duncan steps backwards to the Nemaha Central end at midcourt. Far side wing catch for Whistler now. Weiser working the high post. They lob it to her, and she retreats the perimeter. She's double-teamed to Duncan. She'll try a three straight away. That one off the left side. No good. Rebound came to Dollinghouse. Good look for Nyla Duncan. Couldn't quite connect. Dollinghouse gives it up to Holthouse. Back to Dollinghouse. Dribbles with her left. Defended by Weiser. In that 3-2 zone. Short corner catch, Garrity out to Holthouse. Now Honeyman, she thought about the three, passes it up. Dollinghouse to Garrity, high post, jumper on the way, no good, 12-footer. Into the hands of Sudbeck, she's swatted out of there by Taylor Weiser. Weiser averages one block per game. Here she comes. Get up to Jackson. Pass fake to O'Grady's way, she holds onto it. Gives up her dribble to Duncan. She'll dribble to the middle, and they are operating kind of slowly, not really a whole lot of hustle here, down by 15. The short corner, Jackson dribbles into a double team, loses it, goes out of bounds off of Mon Central. Emma Hermish checks in for Zoe Sudbeck. Down for Jackson. Nice find for Duncan. Far side block, and she lays it up and in. Great defense on the inbound for the Thunder that time, and we are halfway through this third quarter, 42-29 Nemaha Central. Kimmy Dollinghouse scoreless here in this third quarter after 18 first half points. Lob near side corner for Emma Hermish, entry pass to Garrity, short corner near side. Back out to Hermish, drives middle, kicks it out. Holthouse, one dribble, gives up to Dollinghouse, far side wing. To Emma Hermish, top of the key, pass fake, goes back left. Dollinghouse gets bumped by O'Grady, offensive foul, I think she lowered her shoulder. And picks up her third foul of the ballgame. That is the most among any player in this ballgame. Jade Mackey will check it for. Riverside has done a good job of shutting her down here in this second half. Cyclone basketball. The Whistler. So Grady passes up a three and gives up to Jackson far side wing. To Whistler, far side corner, whistle, and a foul on the floor, off the ball against Nemaha Central. That one goes against Garrity, and that is her third. They'll leave her in instead of taking her out like they did with Dollingham. Jackson, the inbounder. Lob it in to Duncan. She'll try three. That's short. Tipped and in the hands of Holthouse. That would have been big there. They don't get it, though. Holthouse. Pass is almost thrown away, but gets in the hands of Honeyman. Kicks out to Hermish for three. No good. Rebound. Garrity on the putback is good on the far side. Garrity with 6 points on the game for those here in this quarter. And it's 44-29. Here's a three on the other side for O'Grady. That's no good. And into the hands of Jade Mackey. One and done for Riverside. Here comes Hermish. And she that they're going to call a double dribble. It's going to be a timeout called by Coach Hilton and Mima Central. 44-29 Thunder, 2:47 to go third quarter. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
92.1 FM KMZA.
44-29. Omaha Central leading at home. A delay game warning is called against Riverside as they don't come in. They don't come in and get ready in time. So another one of those is a technical foul. 2:47 to go, third quarter. Emma Hermish, top of the key catch. Lob up high for Honeyman. A beautiful pass off the glass. No good, but a foul. It should go to the line to shoot two. First substitution of the game for Riverside. They bring in Alondra Perez. And she just picked up her first personal foul. First one for Honeyman. Nothing but net. Switches that one. That's her second free throw make of the ball game. Second one on its way. That one is good as well. So she's 3-for-4 from the free throw line. She has 5 points. It's 46-29 Omaha Central with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Duncan across that court. Pass near side to Whistler. Pass fake to the near side corner. Lob it up high for Weiser. Pass too tall out of bounds. And a turnover trying to feed into Weiser. Go to the Thunder. Holthouse brings it across half court for Omaha Central. Mackey back to Holthouse. To Hermish, far side corner, back to Holthouse. She's made a couple threes today. Lob near side wing for Mackey. The pass is headed for Honeyman, deflected by Weiser, loose across half court. And Coach Burns gets the timeout. It'll be Riverside's ball after this break. 2:03 to go, third quarter, 46-29 Omaha Central. Back in another 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
So Riverside calls a timeout after getting a steal from Taylor Weiser, trailing by 17, 46-29, 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. So back underway. O'Grady gives to Duncan from the Omaha Central end. Crossover dribble goes back to her right. Defended by Mackey, having a really good defensive game for the Thunder. Kicks it out to Whistler. High post catch Weiser. It's going to fire a 17-footer. That's short. Rebound for Omaha Central and Zoe Sudbeck. It's been a rough second half for Weiser. She's scoreless. So is Cami Dollinghouse for Omaha Central. Those are the two leading scorers in this ballgame. Emma Hermish with the catch, drives left side, pull up, falling to her left. Mid-range jumper, no good. And a foul going the other way on the rebound again by Sudbeck. That's going to be her third. And one of those earlier in the quarter. That will be the 15th foul. That will send the Cyclones to the free throw line. Cyclones have been held to just 6 points in this quarter. Omaha Central with 8. Alondra Perez will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. First one is good. So Trinity Jackson coming for Nyla Duncan for Riverside. Also Cami Dollinghouse, Reagan Garrity checking for Jade Mackey and Zoe Sudbeck. 125 to go, 46-30. Second free throw off the backboard, right side, no good. Tip in the air, rebound by Candy Dollinghouse, meanwhile Central. And Whistler got hit in the face by Dollinghouse. I think it was called, though. Far side corner, lob inside Hermish to Honeyman, the short corner. Kick out to Garrity, a long two on the way, no good, 15-footer. Tipped out of bounds by Callie Honeyman, it'll go to Riverside. 1:06 to go, third quarter. Down to Weiser. Against Seamoss Central's press. Pass through the hands of Alondra Perez and stolen away by Oldhouse. Going the other way. Honeyman, high at the glass. No good. Rebound for Trinity Jackson of Riverside with 53 seconds left. Weiser now on a run. Looking to drive. Kick. Alondra Perez with the catch. Hands it back to Weiser. Crosscourt pass near side corner. Closed out for a three for O'Grady. That's off the front. No good. Tipped up and a foul going the other way. That's going to go against Alondra Perez. She's going for the rebound. 39.7 seconds left in the quarter. Kind of been a stalemate here for just a little bit. Not a whole lot of offensive action like we've seen the first two quarters. But two teams kind of cooling off just a little bit. Dollinghouse. Near side corner catch for Hermish. Pass intended for Garrity, but deflected out of bounds by Weiser. With 22 seconds left in the year in the third. Dollinghouse, the inbounder in the corner, into Honeyman. Get right back to her. Had a look, but instead gives it up. Drives, kicks. Oldhouse, Honeyman. Defended by Jackson against 3-2 zone of Riverside. 13 seconds left in the quarter. And they're content, holding onto it for funnel shot. 7 seconds left for Dollinghouse on your side. 5 seconds for Oldhouse. Pass fake, 3 seconds. Hermish for the catch. Garrity, turn, jumper at the buzzer. No good. Halfway down and popped out. 46-30. Is our score going into the fourth quarter. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Right at home, right at home. Community National Bank.
KMZA.
We go to the fourth quarter with Nemaha Central leading Riverside 46-30. 18 points for Cammie Dollinghouse. She got all of those in the first half. And same thing can be said for Emma Hermish. Third quarter not producing nearly as much offense we had in the first two quarters. Also 16 points for Taylor Weiser for Riverside. And to start this fourth quarter, it will be Nemaha Central basketball. Coach Burns wiping up some sweat that was possibly dropped onto the floor during the huddle. Riverside sideline. They were ready to go. Dollinghouse will inbound. Or receive the inbound, excuse me. Honeyman, far side wing. Defended by Whistler. Oh, nice cut inside the paint. Honeyman's shot might have been blocked by Whistler. Tipped up in the air. Rebound by Weiser. The head to Duncan. She'll try three off the dribble. Off the heel, no good. Rebound Garrity, Nemaha Central. Game high, 16-point lead for the Thunder. Nice find for Honeyman. She misses another one. A couple of nice passes and nice finds for Honeyman, but unable to find the bottom of the net. Hunter drives all the way to the paint. Shot no good. Too strong. And a rebound for Cammie Dollinghouse. Sloppy start for both teams here in this fourth quarter, but they've gotten some open looks. Pass deflected, but into the hands of Hallie Holthouse. She'll drive all the way into the paint. And she walked. They missed that call. You hear the Riverside fans unhappy behind me. Then Hermish drives baseline. Ethan Held gets around Taylor Weiser. Shot is too strong. And a pushing foul on the floor against Trinity Jackson, who tried to box out Reagan Garrity. No correction, that's actually against Abby O'Grady, her first. Down for Dughouse, goes to the near side corner. Three on the way, too strong for Holthouse, and it goes right to her. Another opportunity for the Thunder. Holthouse blows by Jackson, lob far side for Gary. Kick up Dughouse for three, that's too strong. Rebound Taylor Weiser. Weiser still scoreless since the second quarter. Duncan, nice move, drives middle. Kicks it to Whistler, head fake. Trying to get around Garrity, strips, and it'll stay with Cyclone. Stack formation on the far side block. Inbound goes to O'Grady, dribbles, fires a three, that's no good. Riverside has not been able to get it going from beyond the arc here in the second half as they've not made a three-pointer since the second quarter. Here's three by Reagan Garrity. That's too strong. Rebound Duncan on the run. Riverside runs on Duncan. Hands it off to Jackson. Dribbles middle. Jump stop. Mid-range jumper short. Might have been deflected, but into the hands of Weiser. Nice save by O'Grady. Lays it up and in. Taylor Weiser finally with her first basket here in the second half. She's 18 to match the game high. It's 46-32. And that's 1,500 points for Taylor Weiser. And she going into halftime at 1499. So 1,501 career points in the incredible career of Taylor Weiser. Here's a three far side corner. That's short. And attempt by Emma Hermish. And Weiser brings it up herself. Crossover dribble. Pass deflected. And into the hands of Callie Honeyman to get a steal. The timeout can be called by Coach Hilton. So once again, congratulations to Taylor Weiser. 1,500 career points. 46-32, though. Nemaha Central with a lead. 5:16 to go, fourth quarter. We're back here in 30 seconds on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
KMZA.
Back here in Seneca, Nemaha Central leading 46-32. Taylor Weiser, again, surpassing the 1,500 career point mark. So congratulations to her and everyone in her inner circle. A huge, momentous milestone in an incredible career of one of the great basketball players in the state of Kansas. .516 to go here in the fourth quarter. Inbound Dughouse goes in the backcourt. We're back underway. Far side wing catch for Honeyman. Honeyman one dribble to Emma Hermish. Dughouse nice find for Honeyman. She gets this one to go and one as Whistler trailing behind the play. She commits the personal. That's going to be her third. And Callie Honeyman with her second field goal make of the game. That's the first basket from the Thunder here in this fourth quarter with 5:04 to go. Free throw is left short. Rebound by Weiser. And she's got seven. Nice find inside for Trinity Jackson cutting into the paint, and she's got six. It's a 48-34. Riverside still a long way to go here to try to get a comeback, a miraculous comeback. Pulled out, stop the key, drive right side, kick, Honeyman. Pulled out, goes to her left, hands it off, and Kimmy Dughouse close to the play, pass deflected by O'Grady, but saved by Hermes before goes to the backcourt. Honeyman, the near side wing, Hypo scheduled house. Drives, pulls up just outside of the near side block. It's no good. Rebound, Nylee Duncan. She's on the run. Crossover dribble, and a double dribble is called. I don't know about that one. There have been some calls against Riverside that have really left me and everyone scratching their heads here on the Powder Blue faithful. .419 to go in the ball game. 48-34. Here's that wing catch for Emma Hermish. Finds Stallinghouse. Block to block pass. Kick out. Hallie Holdhouse. Open three. Top of the key is good. Hallie Holdhouse with her third three of the game. She has nine. Cypher the second most on the team. It's 51-34. Here's the three on the other end by Trinity Jackson. That one halfway down popping out. Nice deflection by Whistler. Her shot is no good on the putback, and she'll commit the foul. Trying to get the rebound. And that's going to be her fourth. That one, it was close, but I can see why they called that one. 51-34, Riverside just trying to tie the Big 7 league title, and it's a shot rejected by Weiser, on her hand scooped by Cammie Dollinghouse. Nemaw Central has the other share. They're trying to get it out right. They can hold on to the 17-point lead in the final 3:30 of this ballgame. Trinity Jackson going up. She's fouled by Anna Hermish. That's her second foul, and team foul number one. So Jackson to shoot two. First free throw attempt of the game. That one is no good. Too strong that time. Six points for Trinity here tonight. Second one is good. That makes it 51-35. 3.5 to go. Stallinghouse spins into O'Grady. She didn't really play back how I think she wanted to. She gives it up. Honeyman, top of the key. Near side corner. In Hermish. Nice find inside for Sudbeck. Layup good. Nice pass by Anna Hermish. And Sudbeck lays it up and in. That's her second field goal make of the day. She has four. Whistler, top of the key. Near side wing. Lob deflected into the hands of Weiser. Double team. And whistle and a push is called against Nemaw Central. And a Bronx cheer from Craig Burns in the Riverside sideline. And that is going to be Honeyman's third. Inbound to Duncan. She'll try a three on the inbound. That's short. Rebound short corner far side by Whistler. She'll kick it out, but that passes offline to O'Grady, goes into the backcourt. It's touched up by Weiser. It's a backcourt violation. It'll go to Nemaw Central. And Coach Burns wants to call a timeout, and he will do just that. 53-35, 2:47 left to go, fourth quarter. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Nemaw Central leading Riverside 53-35. We're back underway with 2:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Dollinghouse, Honeyman, Holdhouse, Emma Hermish and Reagan Garrity in for Emos Central. Here's a shot on the run. A floater no good for Emma Hermish. Rebound for Taylor Weiser. Also in for Riverside is O'Grady, as well as Jackson, Perez, and Duncan. Weiser will take a handoff to O'Grady. She was protected pretty well, or covered pretty well by Holthouse. Jackson, Duncan. Entry pass deflected by Hermish into the hands of Dollinghouse. Nice hands by Emma Hermish. Pick up that steal. And O'Grady pokes it free from Dollinghouse, but they retain possession. About to play, gets around Perez. Drive, Honeyman, jump stop, and that is no good. It's a good look there for Callie Honeyman, but off the mark. Just outside the far side block, rebound Riverside. Weiser is going to try a three, top of the key, that's too strong. Rebound Reagan Garrity. Riverside still hasn't been able to make a three-pointer here in this second half. With 1:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. Dollinghouse calls out the play. Allie Holthouse dribbles to her right. Bounce pass and nice hands by Allie Duncan to tie up Emma Hermish. And the possession in our favor of the Cyclones. Emma Hermish, Kate Barkowski, and Zoe Sudbeck checking in for Reagan Garrity. Allie Holthouse and Emma Hermish. And Coach Burns wants to call another timeout. That's another full timeout back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
53-35, Omaha Central leading Riverside. 1:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. That's all that's separating Omaha Central from winning their seventh consecutive Big 7 title outright. Riverside needs a miraculous comeback to get a share of the title. Duncan in the paint, hands it backwards to O'Grady. Head fake, she's looking to drive, and she gets pushed by Anna Hermish. With 1:08 to go. Heck of a battle, mainly in the first half. It was 12-12, but then a 13-2 Omaha Central run kind of kick-started into what was a beginning of a starting of a snowball effect. Here's mid-range jumper for Whistler. That's no good. Rebound Dollinghouse with 1 minute to go. It was 20-12 after the first quarter. It's 38-23 at halftime. Jackson gets a steal. Excuse me, for Riverside. A heck of a season for both these two teams. The scoop shot is good off the glass for Weiser. She has 20, and she has the game high with Cammie Dollinghouse scoring 18 points. But all of those came in the first half. She still hasn't scored here in the second half. 25 seconds left. Honeyman to Anna Hermish, the senior. 20 seconds left here on senior night. To do the senior night festivities in between games. They'll have a little bit of a longer break in between the girls and boys game. Nice find. No good for Sudbeck on the far side block, but she gets her a miss. Kick out Barkowski for three. The senior got it to go. Oh, I love that for Kate Barkowski. That's at the buzzer. And Kate Barkowski on senior night gets a three-pointer to end the ball game. 56-37 is the final score. So congratulations to the Omaha Central girls Thunder basketball team as they win the Big 7 league title for the final time for the seventh consecutive year outright. We'll be back here in a couple minutes with our post-game show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599 Land. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Cardiac Rehab is here for you. Our highly trained staff, which includes Kylie Felkamp, Chelsea Herter, and Chelsea Rennebaum, provide cardiac patients and their families with education about cardiac fitness and guidance toward a healthier lifestyle, both physically and emotionally. Our specialized rehab services are designed to help the patient with heart disease recover faster and return to a full, productive life. To learn more about our cardiac rehab service, contact Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Nemaha Central wins the Big 7 league title outright for the seventh consecutive year and for the final time in the league's history, with them merging with the Mid-East League next year. And what a game it was for Nemaha Central. They win final score 56-37. Here on our post-game show, brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at BLDoors.com. Looking at individual scores, leading the way in scoring for Riverside with 20 points was Taylor Weiser. She surpassed the 1,500 career point total mark at the beginning of the fourth quarter. So congratulations to Taylor for all of the incredible hard work she's put in this season and throughout her career as well. She was also 8-for-8 from the free throw line. 16 of her 20 points came in the first half. 7 points for Trinity Jackson, 6 points for Nyla Duncan, 3 for Abby O'Grady, and 1 free throw for Alondra Perez. And as for Nemaha Central, leading the way in scoring was Cammie Dollinghouse. She had 18 points. All of those came in the first half. She made 3 3-pointers and was a perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line. And she is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. The Farmer State Bank is in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. So once again, your Farmer State Bank player of the game is Cammie Dollinghouse, 18 points. And again, all of those coming in the first half. Also, 9 points apiece for Hallie Holdhouse and Emma Hermish. They both knocked down 3 threes in this game. as the Thunder scored 8 three-pointers in the first half. Also, 7 points for Callie Honeyman, 6 for Reagan Garrity, 4 for Zoe Sudbeck, and 3 for Kate Barkowski as she made hers at pretty much a buzzer. Pretty cool, the senior making a 3 at the buzzer here tonight. Again, 56-37, your final score in Omaha Central defeats Riverside to win their 7th consecutive league title in the final year of the league's history. We're going to take a break for a few minutes here as they're going to continue up the senior night festivities here in Omaha Central, as well as sweep the floor. And as soon as these are done, it'll be about 15 more minutes. So we'll step aside for a good while here, maybe for about 10 minutes or so, and come back with the boys' contest. This has been a broadcast of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jared Fluffy, Kirk Hillman back in the booth. We'll be back in just a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio.